It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, are welfare programs helping or hurting business startups? We look at the link between government spending and entrepreneurship.
First, there's been some wild back and forth politicking this week over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a major trade deal involving the United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations. International negotiations have been in the works for 10 years and counting.
The deal heated up in the U.S. Senate this week with a tiff between President Obama and members of his own party, which led to a dramatic vote this week against fast-track trade approval authority.
The Senate has since reached an agreement to move that fast-track authority forward.
Manu Raju joins us now with the latest on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's a senior congressional reporter at Politico. Manu, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here.
So what are the latest developments? This has been a rocky ride this week. What's happening with this right now?
The Senate has opened debate on this proposal. Now remember, this fast-track trade authority, what's also known as trade promotion authority, is an essential first step to enact the larger sweeping Trans-Pacific Partnership, as you mentioned, a 12-nation agreement that would affect 40% of the world's economy. The Senate, after back and forth that you mentioned, this was a debate between the Democratic Party in the Senate fighting with the White House, which badly wants this deal. The Democrats in the Senate are divided over this, and most of them do not want to move forward. But a handful of them joined with the United Senate Republican Conference today and agreed to begin the debate. So now we're going to move forward in the coming weeks. There are going to be debates over amendments and then try to move to final passage, presumably as soon as next week, before even more difficult consideration begins in the United States House, when Congress returns from its Memorial Day recess in June.
So this week, the Senate is not arguing about whether to approve the Trans-Pacific Agreement here. They're deciding how to approve it, right? So what would fast-track authority mean if it's ultimately passed?
Fast-track is very significant because what it essentially does is prevents Congress from amending the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So once this Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP as it's known, once that is agreed to by the 12 nations that are negotiating this, it would come to the Congress and it would move quickly through the House and the Senate. It would not be able to be amended. There would be an up or down vote in both chambers, and it could go to the president's desk. Why this is important for the people who are negotiating this, for the White House, they say they need to tell the other countries that Congress will not fiddle with this agreement, that whatever agreement they reach will be the agreement that the law will become the law of the land in the United States, which is why they need to get this fast-track authority done, which is why it's generated so much opposition, particularly from Democrats who want to kill the larger Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Talking to Manu Raju from Politico about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this big international trade negotiation. Negotiations still going on, generating a lot of political heat in the U.S. Congress as well. Now, Manu, let's get a little TPP 101. In broad strokes, what is the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Yeah, it's a 12-nation agreement that would really affect a wide swath of the United States economy and the world economy. About 40% of the world is dictated by this agreement. Essentially, it would affect everything from auto imports and exports to patents, intellectual property right agreements, to agricultural products, to textiles. This would affect trade within each of those individual countries. Now, what's difficult for us and the public to know exactly how it would affect the economy is that a lot of the negotiations are being kept under wraps. The reason being because the negotiating partners, particularly the United States, does not want to tip their hand on what the latest in negotiations are, because they believe it could actually undermine their talk. So that has made it harder for us to sort of assess the impacts of this agreement on the United States economy if it were to come to pass. And it's also, that's what's also spawned a lot of the opposition from people, particularly on the left, who are worried about the impact this could have on American jobs. Largely, the people who support this say that this will help American exports. This will be instrumental to the United States economy, and the folks who oppose it believe that it'll actually cost American jobs. That's really the dividing lines in the debate right now.
Well, a lot of the criticism out there in and out of Congress is about that essentially secrecy that you just mentioned. People are saying, how can we have fast-track authority and promise not to do amendments when we don't really know what's going to be in this thing that will get this up or down vote?
Yeah, and that's been a real challenge for the administration. The administration says that members of Congress have access to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They say that whatever the latest in the negotiations are, you can, if you're a member of Congress, you can go into a classified setting, you can review all the documents, you can get a good understanding for yourself. But the public does not see this. And also, when these members of Congress go into the secure room, they're not allowed to take notes. They cannot bring a staff member with them. They can't use their phone, take pictures of the text, and it's several hundred pages long. So it's obviously kind of very, very hard for a member, a very busy lawmaker, to really digest the impact of it. And they can't talk a lot of it because it is classified. So that is really what has prompted a lot of the concern. But the people who are supporting this say this is not unusual. When Congress, when anyone negotiates legislation, wants to pass a law, they usually do it in secret, whether the public likes it or not.
Now, the president has been making the case that, okay, maybe even if this isn't a perfect deal, if we don't do this deal, China is going to set the framework for what international trade looks like in the Pacific. Is that an argument that you think has traction with people in Congress?
I do think so, particularly a lot of these pro-trade Democrats, the folks who are sort of on the fence about whether or not to support this deal because they're worried about its impact on American jobs, but have been open to international trade agreements in the past. There is a very big concern. China is not a party to these negotiations, but yes, the fear is that if the United States does not engage in this part of the world, one of the fastest growing parts of the world, that China will exert its dominance. And so one of the reasons why the United States feels so strongly about engaging there, they do want to serve as a counterbalance to China and that part of the world. And if this falls apart, clearly the United States would not have that kind of influence. Certainly that's something you hear some members of Congress express concern about when there are talk about potentially killing this agreement.
Now, as I understand it, some of the Democratic critics of this Trans-Pacific Partnership in the Senate have been saying, in effect, okay, you want us to pass this thing? All right, but we want to bundle this other legislation with it, things to punish nations that tamper with their currency to help with their import-export balance and protections for labor or things like that. Are they going to be successful, do you think, in bundling at least some of that in?
Probably not. And part of the reason why is that there's concern from the administration that you add measures like that, it will scare off some of these negotiating partners. And they're already working actively behind the scenes to water down things about cracking down on human trafficking, for instance. That was added during the Senate Finance Committee consideration last month, and that would affect a Malaysia, which is one of the negotiating partners in this agreement. And already there's talk behind the scenes of watering down that anti-human trafficking measure because they're concerned about Malaysia walking away from this agreement. And there are other provisions like currency manipulation. There's an effort to crack down on countries that artificially suppress the value of their currency to boost their own home state exports. And the big target is Japan, for which allegedly has done this in the past. And Japan says if you add this to the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority, they will walk away from this, which is a big reason why the administration is working actively to kill provisions like this. So I think Democrats will try to amend it, but they probably will not have the support from their own White House and, of course, from Republicans as well.
Manu, as we wrap up this negotiation, as I said up front, been going on for a decade now. Short term, what's the timeline for American approval of this fast track authority?
I would think that the next week is going to be a very critical week in the Senate. They're going to try to push this through and get it done in the Senate next week. It's going to be very hard to get it done because the Senate wants to go on a recess after next week for Memorial Day. There's also other things that are happening, like an expiring Patriot Act provisions that they need to get done. So if they get it done next week, then the House would have to get to it in June. So potentially at the earliest on the president's desk by the end of June, but I would not be surprised if it slips until July.
Manu, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Manu Raju. He's senior congressional reporter at Politico, looking at the latest on this week's congressional negotiations over the Trans-Pacific Partnership.